Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we? Hey, and welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host. I'm super excited to be here today chatting with you. Guys, the Met Gala just recently happened, and I don't know if you know this about me, but I love fashion. I love those shows where they are, you know, evaluating the fashion of different red carpet events. I love seeing what celebrities are wearing. I just love it. And as you know, I don't know if you know, but I do have a playlist here where we talk about your style story. It is a series that I do here on my YouTube channel where we talk to people about their style story, how they came up with their personal style, and we get some tips and tricks from them on kind of how they have found their personal style to help you find your personal style and tell your style story, because I believe that the way we present ourselves speaks volumes about us. But if you've not checked that out, I will link the playlist down below on both my audio podcast and my YouTube podcast so that you can check out that playlist, because there are some real gems. I love the guests that we had on last season. I'm about to start gearing up for a new crop of guests for this season. But anyway, that said, I was watching the commentary about the Met Gala this year, and I was absolutely thrilled. Really, just for the mere fact that culturally, we have not really had our due in terms of fashion, despite the fact that we have inspired a lot of the personal style that you see today. We as a people are very fashionable, might I say. But anyway, the theme for this year's Met Gala was super fine, tailoring Black style. And I love that for us. And it was all about Black dandyism. So Black dandyism is a cultural movement and fashion style in which Black people use clothing and personal styles as a form of self-expression and a way to address social limitations. It began in the late 19th century and the early 20th century after emancipation. It gained a lot of traction during the Harlem Renaissance. If you know anything about like Harlem Nights and just like think about how those men and women dress, the finger waves, all of that. I mean, just love that period. And so the Met Gala was capturing that in their exhibit this year. And so the theme was for people to come in this super fine tailoring Black style theme. Now, when I did my research on Black dandyism, what limited research I did, because there are tons of books about it that I just really didn't know. And so I was quite surprised, pleasantly so, to see that there was so much out there about it. Even more excited that Anna Wintour and her co-chairs came up with this theme. I was super excited about it. So in seeing this, I believe that there are a few lessons that we can take away from the Met Gala this year and the idea of Black dandyism. I just think that there are some things that we can learn. So I'm going to dive into them in this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast, and I hope you'll dive into them with me. Come on in. The water is fine. So I just gave you a little brief history about Black dandyism, what it is, where it came from. And I really was mostly interested in the idea that it was a way for us to express ourselves and to really fight for our position in society and allow our style to speak our voice. I love that idea. And I think that there are some things that we can do now as a culture to learn and use some of the lessons today. So I wanted to go through a few of them in this podcast episode. I hope that you will enjoy it. Please leave your comments down below. Tell me what you think about Black dandyism and what do you think some of the lessons are from that period in time and how can we use them today? Let's just dive into it. The first lesson is we have what we need to show autonomy in the face of racial discrimination and social restriction. We have what we need. We are enough. We are a strong, intelligent people. And if we can pull our talents and skills and creativity, our intellect, if we can pull those things together along with our money, we can affect change. We really can. We have everything we need. Societal limitations can be addressed, and we can do that with creative expression. We are very creative. We can make something out of nothing. I think back to my aunts and my uncles, not even great aunts and uncles, but aunts and uncles. And I grew up on a farm. And the things that they can do with the animals from that farm and the meals that they can create, creating just amazing dishes with very little. You know, slaves did it. You know, when during the, you know, civil rights movement, there were things during wars, even not just Black people, but people in general had to survive off of parts of animals that we wouldn't normally eat. That's how we end up eating organ meat and things like that. Go back and do your research about the wars and when we had to allow the soldiers to have all of the good cuts of meat. And so there were marketing campaigns around eating things like the liver and the tongue and the different parts of the animals that we wouldn't normally eat, right? So we can do that. We can be creative and survive. We really can take that lesson. We can show that autonomy in the face of racial discrimination and social restrictions using our creativity. So that's the first lesson. Like, how can we pull ourselves together? How can we become creative and solve our own problems, right? How can we do that? The next lesson is at this societal crossroads where we are in the present day, these crossroads that we find ourselves in, we might need to champion and experiment with a new sense of cultural identity. I think during this period of Black dandyism, that was what was happening. They were learning how to express themselves, how to show up and do what they needed to do to survive. And they did this with this Black dandyism. They dressed up. They showed up. They pulled themselves together and they were doing what they needed to do, you know, within their own culture, within their own circle of influence. And they were proud citizens. They stood up strong and fought for what they believed in. And they did it in a very dressed up way. They looked very nice, very pulled together, very thought provoked, you know. And I think that where we are today, this is a great opportunity for us to take that lesson. And let me see, what did it say? They use their personal style for self-expression in a way that addressed social limitations. So think about it was after the emancipation and they started to show up for themselves. Looking here at my notes, think about the Zoot Suit. Yeah. So yeah, we can use this as an opportunity to really champion and experiment with this idea that maybe it's time to turn the page in where we are now as a culture and get back to where we are intentional about our actions, intentional about our buying power and how we show up in the world. And we can kind of start to show that we are a powerful group and that our voices need to be heard. Maybe that needs to be the new cultural identity so that we don't run into situations like we just did, where we are trying to rally other cultural troops to fight alongside of us to affect change. we are a large enough group that we can do that for ourselves. Maybe this Black dandyism, this autonomy that we are able to have with it as we begin to reimagine who we are as a people and how we need to show up for each other and culturally, maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe we need to create a new cultural identity. I bet you thought an inspection, balance, and alignment were words only used to describe a car tune-up. Nope, you may need one as well. As the BU boss, I work with people just like you, people in need of a tune-up. Let me help you become a more effective, efficient, and aware leader so that you can live the life you want doing what you're passionate about. Visit my website, AndreaPatrick.com today and click work with me in the menu selection. I'd love to get on a discovery call with you so that we can work on your brand tune-up. Maybe that is the lesson. What do we want our people to represent in this country? Do we want to continue to have the reputation that we have? Or is, like I said, is this an opportunity to change that reputation to one of strength and one of excellence? That's what I want to talk about here this season. How can we show up? How can we show out? How can we get back to Black excellence and it not just be for the few and the far between, but for all of us? You know, and it has nothing to do with not liking other people, but let's have some pride and respect. Let's boss up ourselves, you know, minorities in this country. Let's just boss up and have that strength and that excellence that we have been known for in the past. This is a lesson that I think we can get from Black Dandies. Before I go any further, I really want to plug my program, Project CEO. Inside Project CEO, that is what I'm doing. I am helping you to identify the CEO in you, and not just identify him or her, but to leverage what you find out about yourself to get you where it is you want to go, and how to do that confidently and standing on your own 2 feet and then being very proud about who you are and what it is you're standing for. And then being able to apply that in everything that you're doing. Project CEO is not just for the business owner. It is for the person who wants to climb the corporate ladder. It is for the person who wants to be confident in their community and be a respected member, someone that people look up to. Because what we're doing is we are helping you find that CEO in you. That person who is willing to constantly evolve, constantly be open and learning from their failures, and then using what they learn to pull someone up, or to know who you need to talk to in order to get yourself pulled up in a different direction and scale yourself. Project CEO is for you. If you want to lead, if you want to boss up, this program is for you, because it's all about you. All about you. How many programs do you take, or are you trying to get to become a part of, when really the goal is for you to share something with someone else or for you to make money from somewhere else? This program, Project CEO, is about making you the best possible version of you that you can be. And not only that, we don't stop there. We show you how to leverage who you are to get the things that you want. Okay. So that you can be unapologetically you. Okay. I love that for you, because I know that you are going to check out the link that I'm going to put down in the description box and get your name on the wait list so that you don't have to worry about getting the things that I'm going to give when it's time to open the doors, because you'll be on the list. So I suggest, if you find anything that you can learn, or you want to learn more about with respect to these lessons that Black dandyism is giving us, then go ahead and put your name on the list for Project CEO. It is exactly what you've been looking for. And I'm going to be there to hold your hand and walk you through the whole process. I promise you, you will get where it is you're trying to go. Okay, so make sure you get on the waitlist for Project CEO. Let's continue on, because the next lesson and the final lesson that I want to share with you that I think Black dandyism can give us is, it's a way to reclaim the Black body. We have an opportunity to reaffirm our rights to civil liberties in this country. We can modernize the word dandy and use it daily to find self-affirming, self-motivating, and community-engaging ways to demonstrate our strength and our buying power. The Black body as a whole, not your Black body, but like just the Black community. I think it's a great way for us to reclaim that. And I said in the last lesson that it's our opportunity to redefine or to experience a new cultural identity. I think we want to be known for our strengths and our excellence. And I think this Black dandyism is also a way to reclaim our body, just our culture, like just being that Black pride that we used to have, and we can reclaim that and start to, on a daily basis, find self-affirming, self-motivating, and community-engaging ways to demonstrate that strength and to demonstrate that buying power. So where do we start? What can we do to actually start this process? Well, first, I think we need to get serious about the reality of our current situation. I hate to dredge up the past, but I did do some research to kind of find out what has been going on lately. Well, for one, our president is signing executive orders that are undoing many of the changes made during the racial reckoning movement. That was from the HuffPost. He has also spent the early months of his recent term in the White House dismantling the nation's diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. That was in Yahoo. Also, the Defense Intelligence Agency has ordered a pause to Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Black History Month, Holocaust Observance, Remembrance Day, and other special observances to comply with the president's executive orders. This is from a memo obtained by NBC that was from MSM. So we really do have to get serious and start to have a reality check about what's really going on. We cannot bury our heads in the sand. The next thing is that we need to determine our role in the solution. What is your role in the solution? Well, I suggest that you establish your personal framework, understanding your strengths, limitations, desires, and non-negotiables, defining that personal framework, and then being very intentional about walking throughout your day, your life, navigating life through the lens of that personal framework. Also, I suggest that you create standard operating practices that are in alignment with your cultural beliefs. Like, where are those boundaries? And how can you start teaching people, this is how I operate. This is my standard operating practice. This is my default. This is how I navigate the world, and I'm not going to allow you to derail me from that. So that's something that you can do. You can determine what you want your role in the solution to be. My suggestion, again, creating a personal framework and then establishing a standard operating practice to navigate that framework. The last thing I think that we can do to get started with this is to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Okay, that means you need to educate yourself on things like, you know, do you want to be a part of the movement where we are not going to associate ourselves with brands that have rolled back their DEI? Is that something that you want to consider? But educate yourself on the things that are outside of your personal framework, outside of those things that you find important, outside of the things that you deem, you know, necessary for your civil rights in this country. What do you need to do? Are there things that you need to eliminate? Are there businesses that you need to boycott? Are there affiliations that you need to release? Things like that. You need to get ready. You need to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And then you need to continue with personal development. We all have trauma, drama, baggage. We all do. We're born with it. Families are dysfunctional. That's just the nature of the beast. But much more so, I think, when it comes to Black families, because there's been a lot a lot has happened to the Black family to cause some of the dysfunction that we have. And so it's important for us to really work on ourselves, work on our personal development, get rid of some of the demons, go to therapy, whatever it is, read the book, self-help, whatever, so that you can unpack your bag and repack it. And we go through this inside of Project CEO. So we do have a process to help you with that. But it's important for you to unpack that baggage and understand what's yours, what's not, and then grow. Have that development time for yourself, because that's how you're going to stay ready. Because sometimes right on time is too late. So that does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the Met Gala as much as I did, for the reasons maybe different from mine, but I just love looking at the fashion. I specifically enjoyed the theme this year, and I thought that when I was doing the research for Black Dandyism, I thought, you know, wow, we could learn a lot from the people of this era. We've gotten a lot of civil liberties since that time. However, some of them are trying to be rolled back, and I think we can take some lessons from the people who were fighting that fight and grow from there and just strengthen our community in a way that shows us as, with a new cultural identity, one of strength and one of excellence. So I don't know if you agree. I hope you do. I'll put a link in my show notes so that you can join the conversation in my forum. If you've not already, that link is there. It leads you to a forum that I create for my podcast episode so that we can have conversations on the back end. I thank you so much for listening today. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week and catch me again next week here for another episode of my podcast, the CEO Mindset Podcast, where we are constantly evolving and being open to failures because we know that in those failures, it gets us that much closer to our success. Thanks so much for watching and listening. Have a great rest of your day, guys. Bye. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.